Hi, everyone, and welcome to SearchManufacturingERP.com. This is SearchManufacturingERP.com news director Mark Brunelli, and joining me today is Malcolm Fox. Malcolm is the Vice President of Product Marketing at Epicor, a major ERP vendor, and he's going to talk to me today a little bit about Epicor's plans for the future and also about where the ERP market is heading. Malcolm, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Mark. Great to be here. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and I'm happy to have you on the line. Tell me, where are you calling from, by the way?
As you can probably tell from my accent, I'm calling from Irvine in Southern California.
Exactly. I thought I detected a little California in there. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks. So I wanted to, basically the purpose for this podcast is I wanted to sort of get a feel for what Epicor, what kind of company Epicor is in the ERP space. And could you tell me a little bit about your company and how is Epicor different from some of the other major ERP vendors like Oracle, SAP, and Infor?
Sure. Yeah. Epicor, long established ERP vendor. I think one of the key things that differentiates Epicor is that we have a keen focus on the mid-market, a strong focus around total cost of ownership for comfort for organizations that have a global perspective. Epicor, unlike several of our competitors, have a very strong, very substantial direct presence. So our customers are not only dealing with us as the authors of the application, but also have a very direct relationship with us through the implementation itself using Epicor resources and also, of course, supporting our applications. And then the other key thing, you asked about what makes us different. ERP solutions that are in the marketplace these days, very mature, offer a lot of functionality, a lot of core capabilities that are very similar. One of the key differences that we feel very proud about at Epicor is the importance of making relevant technology accessible to our customers. I think partly because of our focus on the mid-market, we know that our customers, and we're talking sizable customers here, but our customers don't have the same level of funds or armies of consultants or substantial in-house capabilities to make the sense of what's going on with technology. So they look to us to bring that as part of our solutions. So providing an agile architecture, providing a strong application of technology, a model-driven packaged application strategy, for example, are key differentiators as far as Epicor are concerned.
Great. So a strong focus on the mid-market is one thing you talked about there, and also you mentioned that the ERP market is very mature today, and I think that's a really strong point, and that's what brings me to sort of my next question. And I was wondering, given how mature the ERP market is today, how do you think sort of the big trends going on today in technology like social, mobile, and cloud are affecting the ERP landscape? I mean, are these things having a big effect on ERP, given how mature the technology is?
Certainly. We see things going on within our world. We're hearing the lessons or learning some of the lessons that we're seeing more from the consumer landscape. And you mentioned social, you mentioned mobility, and you mentioned cloud. These are all having, to varying degrees, an impact on ERP, not just because they're new things and it's cool to be doing new stuff, but also because the users of ERP are exposed to these trends themselves, and so they're asking questions. Why, when I come into the office, am I faced with this really outdated interface?
Right.
Or why can I only use my ERP system on the laptop you provide me with? Why can't I use it on the tablet that I'm bringing in? So, yeah, definitely having an impact. And if we take them kind of in turn, mobile's probably the most widely embraced. At this point in time, it's had a dramatic impact very, very quickly. I think one of the things that's helped it is that it's kind of found its way into the boardroom first. Mm-hmm. And so, hey presto, we were forced to find ways of getting ERP onto these mobile devices. And I think one of the key areas that it started off was around exploring analytics. Tablets are great for pinching and zooming and touching, And that really helped bring business intelligence to life. But, you know, it's moved well beyond that now. Mobile isn't just about being able to view and play with stuff. I want to be able to enter transactions. I want to be able to approve stuff. I want full access to everything. It's becoming my de facto way of interacting. So mobile's the most advanced. And then, you know, cloud's getting louder. It's getting more mature. There's certainly a huge amount of interest.
Certainly.
You know, we see some great benefits from it. We, within Epicor, another differentiator for us is that we leave the choice to the customer. So they're not forced to make a decision between one product or another, depending on whether they want it in the cloud or not. Epicor ERP, it's the same solution, whether you have it on-premise or up in the cloud. So we kind of take that deployment decision out of the equation and leave it up to whatever suits the it's the customer. And then going on a little bit, but, you know, just finally socially, and I'm sure we'll come back to social, but it's more in its infancy. You know, there's great interest. We're certainly working with customers. They want us to help them understand what it means. Some of them have played with getting into independent mechanisms such as Jive and Yammer and great solutions like that. Others are being exposed to it with, you know, solution-specific capabilities such as, you know, chatter that you get with Salesforce. But I think one of the bizarre things we're seeing about social is that rather than breaking down internal barriers, it's almost establishing new islands of information. You've almost got your social going on in one part of the organization, leaving ERP on its own. And I think one of the key things that we think that is going to make social very much more relevant to businesses is embedding social with ERP. It's one of the key things that we're working on.
Great. Could you give us an example of how that might play out in the real world? How might someone, an embedded social function, work with an ERP system from Epicor?
Yeah, we see social as really being an extension of workflow, about encouraging community and collaboration. So, you know, we looking to embed social within the ERP. You could imagine in an engineering environment, encapsulating all those conversations around design changes. You might have an extended value chain where you're using subcontractors, you're using third parties. You want to bring those all together in a conversation about something you're developing that is happening within ERP. We see social as extending the reach of ERP to include those individuals. Yeah, everybody buys stuff within an organization, but very few people actually use purchase order processing or the, you know, the purchasing aspects of the application. So having a way of being able to follow what's going on within a purchase order that's of interest to you as an individual, and then collaborating as it progresses or as it gets stuck, I think it's a great way that we can see that we're going to bring in users. And perhaps one of the things that we're seeing is ERP disappearing into the background, and people are interacting with ERP through social mechanisms without necessarily realizing that it's ERP at the back end. And why should they? You know, if it's doing a job for them, then that's great.
That is great. So basically, continuing to extend the relevance and keep it appealing to newcomers to ERP and things like that as well.
Yeah, and moving ERP beyond the select few, the trained minority within the organization, and making it accessible where it's relevant to everybody within the organization.
You also talked about mobile as being one of the biggest contributors to changes in ERP technology. Could you give me a couple of examples of how mobile technology is affecting Epicor's plans for the future?
Yeah, over the last 4 or 5 years, it's been frightening how quickly things have become mobile, and how the capabilities of some of these mobile devices has really revolutionized access to information. There's at the basic level, there's the different form factor, there's the different, you know, screen sizes, and how do we make best use of that? How do we deploy our applications? How do we make it possible for them to be device agnostic in some aspects, but also to provide the rich user interface that some of these tablets and mobile devices offer. So what we're seeing from the Epicor perspective is a move towards designing and delivering for mobile first. I think that the very early solutions around mobile were about cobbling on some kind of add-on capability for subsections of the ERP application. And I believe that the whole paradigm has shifted and it's now mobile first. And yeah, what does that all mean? How do we deal with the different states of tethering? How do we deal with the different states of access and security? And how do we, you know, look at some of these mechanisms that you see in the mobile world? How do we break down big monolithic ERP into small manageable chunks that enable every user to configure their ERP experience to be just what they need it to be?
Malcolm, I just want to change gears a little bit here and talk a little bit about sort of the implementation of ERP technologies. I've spoken with many IT business professionals over the years, and you know, occasionally you hear horror stories about an ERP rollout taking way too long or something going wrong. And I was just wondering, what do you think are some of the main reasons why ERP implementations fail or go poorly? And what is some advice that you have for people to overcome those challenges?
Yes, I think everybody's heard horror stories. Probably they get publicized more than the successes, perhaps.
Probably.
But one of the key things is that most people have done this before. Both from the vendor perspective and from the end user perspective, most people have been through these ERP implementations before. And I think we all start off with the best intentions. And then through a variety of reasons, often aligned with not putting the appropriate resources or the appropriate level of resources into an implementation, perhaps trying to be too ambitious with an initial phase, perhaps not thinking fully about some of the goals that you're setting with your ERP implementation and almost losing sight of the ball as you go through the implementation itself. You know, you made a decision to replace your ERP, let's say. You went through a business case justification for why you should do that. And I think one of the key things has to be that you ensure that you keep very close attention to your original objectives when you're going through that implementation, to make sure the implementation is prioritized and geared towards achieving the business objectives that you set out to achieve. I think that one of the key things that I would always advise people to consider when they're thinking about an ERP implementation, and it kind of gets them running out of the room screaming to start off with, but it is never finished. You should never think of an ERP implementation as being complete. What you should be looking to do is to clearly plan to the appropriate level, but to get up and running as quickly as you can, but then plan to be going back time and time again to gradually evolve your ERP implementation to suit the changing needs within your organization. It has a big impact on you know, the things you should be focusing on when you go into the project itself. You know, focus on the ability for your ERP vendor to be agile, to be able to change and evolve as your business changes. But you know, it's scary, but don't think that you're going to reach a time when you can say, right, that ERP implementation is complete. A phase might be complete, but you should always be looking to do more with what you've got.
Always be looking to improve. I think that's some good advice to end on. And I want to thank you, Malcolm, for taking the time to teach us a little bit about Epicor's approach to the ERP market.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And for all you listeners out there, for more information on the ERP market, please continue to take a look at searchmanufacturingerp.com.